K-State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports starts right now. 80 Greeter Third here for another postcast edition of this podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is women's basketball, football, or women's volleyball. Appreciate it, and well, and there's other sports out there that we talk about. All things K-State sports here on this cold-ass Saturday afternoon. November 29th, 2025. I was about to say March. My goodness, Eddie, you ain't right. You ain't right for that. But November 29th, 2025 edition of this podcast here as this triple header of K-State sports is currently going on right now as I'm sitting recording this podcast here in from Kansas City, Missouri. And right there, of course, K-State University out there in Manhattan, Kansas, and looking at pictures a couple hours ago of what is going on in Bill Snyder Family Stadium right now, or before the game. Snow on the ground. Oh, boy. And we'll get to the reaction edition. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to the action right now. So I'm seeing recordings right now. K-State football team just took a reclaimed their two-score lead over Carter. This has been an absolute save. I've been keeping track of this via radio, not on television, and I'll get into that. Well, maybe I'll get into it, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just leave that part out. But anyways, yeah, been following along on radio, K-State Sports Network. This game has been particularly sloppy, per usual. Here in 2025, it's been a curtain call for this team there. I don't know how we're getting it done. Playing a team that's on the rushing defense, well, it's been a Joe Jackson day. We'll get into all that in the reaction edition of the football side of things. But this is the women's postcast, women's basketball edition of this podcast here. And they kicked off the day, this cold day. It was supposed to get even colder. So this is why I'm dreading tomorrow. I got to go out here in this. But I should be used to this by now. But you can't never get used to the cold, especially from the south there as well. And from the south was K-State women's basketball wrapping up Cancun Challenge, and they dropped 2 of 3 in that Cancun Challenge. They lost early this morning, despite Taryn Size going off yet again, almost matching her career best, as she said a couple of days ago in Cancun, 27. But it was not enough as South Dakota State, once again, lays another L on K-State women's basketball this morning by a count of 82-70 there. Another double-digit win, another double-digit loss. Two in a row by the Cats now, and they'll leave Cancun 500, 5-5 exactly there as well there. Taryn Size was finally, so hopefully you can get this Taryn Sides away from Cancun, Mexico. She went absolutely berserk in this game, but it does not matter though. You gotta have defense in the game plan there as well. But 5-11 from the field, Taryn Sides. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe the football team maybe put me sleep a little bit. So I'm waking in this combination of sleep, weather, cold, windy. Bad vibes, whatever you want to call that. That's never good. I sound like Aaron Brewer right now, being silly. Maybe I need to be a little silly to get through this day, because boy, oh boy, don't look good there as well. But yeah, 5-11 from three by itself, 11-21 from the field this morning for Taryn Size. As K-State was basketball, if you've been every day of this podcast, you would have known that K-State would have played three games in 3 days straight. They complete that, but hey, you lose 2 or 3 of those. Well, it could easily got swept. You go back to that Columbia game there, where Columbia put K-State in the hole, but our girls rallied back in the second half of that game. That's why I gotta check out our girl, Jasmine Halliburton, friend of the podcast over KC Sports Network Run It Back podcast there as well. She has some interesting thoughts there. I'm not going to share those right now, but yeah, we could easily have not won no games over there if we did not come out against Columbia. What was that, on Friday afternoon? Something like, yeah, Friday afternoon, and then you're playing back-to-back games in the same day, in the same time frame. It might be afternoon there. I don't know what it is there, but this young team was put to the test there. They were all right. They're okay there, but I mean, Jeff Benny talked about, we talked about it in the postcast yesterday. Now, the North Carolina postcast, wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. Here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer coming to you on this cold ass Saturday afternoon. As I'm sitting I'm just recording this during the middle of the fourth quarter of K-State struggling over Colorado. See, this is why I want to get to the other postcast, other reaction edition, because this is. But you know what? It looks like we might be able to hang on, here. Oh man, it's bad. But Jeff Mitty, head coach of this team, talked about, you know, having more game plan. You're right on that. You're right on that part. They're gonna have a chance, but it don't matter if you cannot win basketball games. Then as well, yeah. This team needs. These reps, these opportunities to play with each other, and these girls were away. And look, for what it is, I know I'm dogging on for losing, but for what it is, I need to give them the credit there, because they were away from their families during this Thanksgiving holiday. And oh, by the way, another happy Thanksgiving out there. Those who have been traveling all weekend long, this long 4-day weekend of Thanksgiving 2025. So K-State Nation, you've been traveling around, or you had to travel to Manhattan. Look, there was nobody there at Bell Snyder Family Stadium. I'll bring that up. No, nobody at Bell Snyder Family Stadium for that final game over there. Definitely would have stayed home for sure. So I shouldn't be talking. but if you're traveling over there, trying to braid the elements, or you've been just rain, snow, windy, and all that stuff, you guys are the real MVPs this weekend for doing what y'all got to do. But anyways, but all seriousness though, I hope everyone is having a tremendous Thanksgiving holiday weekend here. This 4-day stretch here, K-State was basketball. Unfortunately for them, they have each other, yes, but that's different than just being back in Manhattan and being with family. Rest of your family, all right. So they need to get kudos for that as well, because usually, though, for the last several years, really, not just this year, but the last several years, they played around Thanksgiving time for whatever reason that is there as well. So, but hey, it is what it is at this point. You have to deal with it there, and they did the best they can. Unfortunately, we dropped 2-3 in a 2025 Cancun Challenge there. Let's get into the box score here. After earlier today, was it South Dakota State having to hold on to beat K-State in this game as now. Let me see if it's going to. There we go. This laptop a little slow as well. So everything being a little lackadaisical here on the podcast here. South Dakota State 82, Kansas State 70 earlier today on a Saturday morning to wrap up the women's basketball trek through 3 games in 3 days. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. It's going to be, we might be able at this point, way things are trending anyways, we might get it all in a day. just saying, because I got to work. I'm in trend work. Hey, this is all kind of connects. Cause I got to work on a Sunday, but it's not the first time that we're going to sign. But anyways, I have to deal with it. It is what it is. And I'm in a position anyways that I need to work anyway. So there's that situation. So now we might able to get all of it in today. So I don't have to worry about any recordings on Sunday. I can just worry about, you know, getting through Sunday, because Sunday is supposed to be really cold. Anyways, but anyway, South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits jumped out, especially in the second quarter. I was scoring K-State 19-14. And in the third quarter, usually the K-State quarter, it was not this morning. It was all Jackrabbits there, 29-22. K-State only outscored South Dakota State 2 points in the fourth quarter there as well. South Dakota State was in control throughout this basketball game this morning here with 3 players. So we were getting 4 players from the opposing opponents in double digits in these games. Only 3. this morning by South Dakota State. Brooklyn Meyer, 18 points, leading South Dakota State right there in that game. Also, Madison Mathewitz, 16 points, and Emily Fox added 14 for the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, there, who shot 52% from the field in this game. So, that defense, that K-State D, going to need some work on. Going to need some work on it. And they're 50% from downtown in this game as well there. Terrence Sides, as we mentioned, she had a big tournament down there in Mexico this weekend. Terrence Sides adding another 27 points. I already mentioned that in this game. 5 rebounds for her. The Energizer Bunny in this game, only 5'11" from downtown. Also, K-State, for all 3 games, had 4 players in double figures there. That included, yet again, another one by Isilla Arenas. She went double digits in all the games. Arenas only had 11 points today in this ball game here. Let's see here if I can get her real quick. Yeah, 11 points here. Let me see. And she had, I can't get the rebounds up right now. Oh, there it is. Only a rebound in this game there for her. Also, the 10 points, Jordan Spazer and Natasha Klassens. Again, 10 points for those respectively there. Klassens continues to play pretty good. Klassens went 4-7 from the field. She was 1-2 from downtown. Spicer, 3-8. 2-6 from downtown. And also there, yeah, and then there are a couple of players with 4 points, 2 players with 2 points there. Janessa Cotton, after a double-double there yesterday against North Carolina, 12th-ranked North Carolina, only 4 points this afternoon. Brandy Harold also had 4 points. And then you have Ramaya White adding 2 and Anaya Boy adding 2 as well. Tess Hill played 9 minutes, did not score in this ball game there, as well as K-State loses by 12 this morning against South Dakota State. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. Hey, we have gone final, folks. We have gone final there in the football game, and K-State will have, again, I'll react to it in another hour or so here. So I'll get that. Go ahead. Now I'm gonna let that marinate for a little while, and I'll be back on this mic here in a little bit here as K-State won't. Well, the women's basketball team started us off on this K-State Saturday, lost by 12. The K-State football team is bowl eligible officially after having a struggle through Colorado. The season is finally over. My goodness. My goodness there as well. As it just went final here as we are on the backside of this women's KSU women's postcast here. A lot more reaction to that. There as well, for that. So there, as there, if there was a positive, at least you can take it from there. But we still have women's volleyball left here on this K-State Saturday, on Saturday, November 29th, 2025. So we have volleyball yet to come, and they just started actually. So we got it all here on a podcast, and we're gonna try to knock it all out here as we move along through this cold day here in the Midwest yet again. While it snowed out there. And I'm not surprised by that. I shouldn't be surprised by that. It snowed out there in Manhattan, Kansas during that football. It was before the football game. Snow on the ground, all that. And I don't know. I know I'm going way off topic. I apologize for that. And yeah, K-State was the designated home team for this game, the women's basketball team. But how did my guys out there get a run in this morning in that snow? I have no clue how they got it done, but they got it done though. And what got it done was that K-State football team. But again, we'll get to them here later on this afternoon. But yeah, this women's volleyball team now 5-5. I was going to get to the extra numbers here. 46% shooting from the field. K-State. you excited about that? You excited about that product? Really? You gonna text me that right now? Oh my goodness! Oh my! No! Eddie, don't do it! Don't do it! 46% shooting for the field. Everybody try to text me while I'm trying to do this postcast. Come on! My English. 46% shooting for the field. 39%. See, hey, we had a little silly this year on the show here. 39% shooting from the field. Let me see. 34 points in the paint. There by the Cats offensively this morning. 13 fast break points, 12 points off of turnovers, bench points. Bench points has been pretty consistent. I can say that they're providing the offensive sparks they needed there. 25 points off the bench, only 2 second chance points by the Lady Cats there in his ball game there as well. Yeah, South Dakota State set the tone early, and they just held it. They just held it there as K-State couldn't get off the blocks fast enough. So this team, yet again, it's these ups and downs, and you leave Cancun. Yes, yeah, you may be waiting for this cold-ass weather. I'm on the road today. I'm on the road. You may be waiting for this weather. Oh, my goodness. But anyways, I'm sure they've had a great time down there weather-wise, but you're about to get that cold shock, literally. As it's supposed to get worse. Tent-wise, it was like, it did not feel like it was 40. Did not feel like it was 40 this morning. It rained a lot. Oh, it rained a lot. All that other stuff like that. It snowed over in Manhattan this morning. It rained like cats and dogs here in Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know how I made it back over here, but we did. And now the temps is only going to get dropped as the afternoon progresses here as well. Terrence Sides, 24th time in her K-State career, reaching double digits, folks. Double digits, folks, there. During her K-State career there in Classens. I think we mentioned this on the postcast yesterday, but she keeps that streak going. She achieved double digits again, 4 straight games now, and that includes the Green Bay game where she got hurt. I was concerned about that, but Classens continues her streak of double figures, leaving Mexico for the K-State women's basketball team there as well. And this is probably going to be good here. Well, actually, let me see here what we want to do with Jeff Mitty, head coach's basketball team. This is the Pro Parts Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is South Dakota State 82, Kansas State 70. We're just going to read through Terrence Sides here, obviously, because Terrence Sides came back. the real Terrence Sides came back during this 3-day stretch for K-State. It was basketball. Jeff Mitty on his team, and then we're going to conclude this postcast with Terrence Sides on the backside of it. But Jeff Mitty here on the growth maturation of this team here as they leave Mexico 5-5 here. Quote, the tough thing, I think, just with any team is you got to do what it takes to be successful in the game. They tend to think of the result of a play as the basket or whether the other team doesn't score. That's successful for them, right? Now, well, you may have played horrible defense. The other team just missed a wide open one where that's not what we were evaluating. So to get them to understand that being consistent, competing like crazy every play, right? Not taking a possession off. That's where we're at with this team right now. And the schedule has been unforgiving in a sense that we have played a really good schedule and every team we played has punished us when we made mistakes. So the learnings been hard, and to keep their confidence up, yes, I'd rather us win a game and be able to feel better and then go in and work on it. But we'll get back into practice this week and just tell them to keep grinding. I think we've made progress. It didn't show on the scoreboard today. We got beat. That's the team. That team made more winning plays than we did. And that's end quote. And then on Terrence Sides, this is Jeff Mitty on Terrence Sides coming back, really lighting it up offensively there. But despite a 30, well, we won with Terrence Sides going off for a career best 30 back on Friday. She put up 27 this morning on South Dakota State, but it was definitely not enough there. You needed more from your outside. You needed a little bit more from others outside of Terrence Sides there. And Jeff Mitty goes, talks about Terrence Sides here. Quote, I thought she had a great week. I thought she made good decisions. I thought she played with the right pace, but I also thought her teammates delivered the basketball to her when she was hot. I thought her teammates delivered the ball to her when she was open prior to coming into this tournament. We did not feel like we were playing that way. And so Terrence is the type of player that she needs the ball on time. She doesn't have great size. There are small windows to get her the ball now. I think she's making all the right reads, and that's exciting because she's a smart player, and she's taking advantage of the windows she got today, end quote, there for Jeff Mitty there, head coach of the women's K-State basketball team there as well. Yeah, we've seen it in the past. She is a quick trigger shooter. So And look, she doesn't need all that time. All she needs is maybe a second or two, and she'll light your ass up from downtown there as well. So yep, there's pretty much right there a summary right there from Jeff Mead after these games in Cancun. And next time they're back on the court. Whoa, boy, they should talk about that schedule. Ooh. Well, you gotta play another SEC opponent. This time in 13th round. You just played the 12th ranked team in the country yesterday. Now you gotta turn around and play Ole Miss, 13th ranked in the country there. Which is going to be, yeah, so you're going to have a week here to prepare. They're going to be in St. Joe's next weekend, St. Joseph, Missouri, next weekend. And they've been up, this is going to be the 30 in a row. They'll be up in St. Joe, Missouri. We're not too far away from there. Again, I got to wait on the work schedule to come out, and see, because I've already got to work on tomorrow, which is on Sunday. So this is on next Sunday, 2 o'clock. It is the Bill Snyder Classic, St. Joe's, Missouri, at 2 o'clock on Saturday there as well. And they're gonna fit. They just played the 12th ranked team in the country. Now you gotta turn around. You got a week to prepare and get ready for Ole Miss, who's gonna be, well, that could change for Ole Miss, 13th ranked in the country there. So hey, they'll have a week to get. They'll have a week to get ready for that as well. Man, this has gone by. Ooh, wow. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, man, did I talk that long? But anyways, yeah, we're going to wrap this up right now because we got to get to the reaction here in just a little bit of what we just saw at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Speaking of Bill Snyder Family Stadium on the football side, K-State somehow got the bowl eligible. I don't know how we did that, but we're going to talk about it here in a little while. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Our podcast found printed available daily. Where I'm just to record K-State content. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3. EDD ID about this podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3. EDD ID about this podcast. For more bonus coverage of the K-State Wildcats, myself and Alex will be recording at some point early in the week. Yes, sir. So when? I'm not going to tell you because every time I say it, it don't happen. So we're going to go with that there. And of course, make sure you pass the word along to other K-State fans about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a cold, cold Kansas City, Missouri. The women's basketball team wraps up their trip down in Cancun, Mexico this morning. Fortunately, we did not win the game this time against South Dakota State, 82-70 there. 3 days in three games in 3 days there. But the K-State women's basketball wraps up, and now you got to turn around and play another top 15 ranked opponent next Sunday in St. Joseph, Missouri. This is Eddie Greer here for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll catch you.